you can bring up anything as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So gas station attendants come in young, they come in old flavors, but do they come in dog flavors? Julia, what's the story?
Cody, a chocolate Labrador, has for months greeted customers at the Clearwater BP gas station and convenience store at in St. Petersburg. Is that where the
Clearwater, St. Pete? They're the same place to most people, but not if you live in Clearwater or St. Pete.
But Thursday morning, a state health official stopped by and issued a warning to Kareem Mansour, the store's owner. Remove the dog, or the health department would declare all of his food products, mostly bottled sodas and candy bars, unfit for consumption. Mansour, who adopted the six-year-old dog 3 years ago, had no choice but sign the warning. His primary violation, this is a quote, prohibited animals present in a food establishment.
So, now, is he making sandwiches or something like that there?
No, he's so cute. You should look at him. He's got there's a picture of this dog, and he's got a little shirt on. He's got a little name tag that says his name.
And he's standing at the counter. I saw the picture earlier.
He's a greeter.
Yeah, it's cute. It's adorable.
Do you think it's one of these people that's like scared of dogs or doesn't like dogs or something like
that
has complained, and now the health department? What I don't understand is why they're even butting into this, because they're not preparing food. At least I don't think they are. Some gas stations do.
But the story says it's just wrapped product.
Right. If it's bottled sodas and wrapped, zoom zooms and wham whams, you're not talking about anything that can be contaminated as if.
Right.
You know, as if, by the way, the people that are preparing your food in a prepared food establishment are far dirtier to you than this dog is. Okay. I mean, the fact is,
you mean as far as just what, having stuff under their fingernails, or something?
Right. Things that are communicable. Humans are
like, human hands are nasty, and you trust people to make your food with their hands and just assume and trust that they've cleaned them and all that stuff.
Yeah, in most places you don't see them wearing gloves, right? I mean,
no, gloves. Most states gloves are law. They actually aren't law in Florida, and the logic there is that you can pick your nose with gloves on, and really gloves don't. It's just for show.
That much is true.
Gloves don't do anything?
No. You can, if you wear the same pair of gloves for 2 hours, which I assure you just happens, like some people are just dirty and they don't want to change their gloves. I constantly have to be reminding people to do that kind of thing, but your gloves get filthy.
I gotcha.
What if I was wearing a pair of gloves and I reached my hand into the sanitizer bucket that we have underneath and pulled out the dirty rag and wiped the counter down with my gloves and put it in? You want me to make your sandwich?
Mm.
So,
interesting.
You know, gloves are just as dirty as hands.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think it's funny that they call this a food establishment, because there's actually a picture of it. It looks like just one of those teeny convenience stores. And the dog actually, it shows another picture of him. And what he does is he stands, there's like a drive through, and he's standing, the owner's standing behind the dog, and the dog's just like smiling at this person in the car.
Yeah. It's adorable. It's wonderful. It just goes to show how the state absolutely crushes innovation.
Well, and if people actually felt uncomfortable with this, and I'm sure some of them did, there's a few stiffly, like germophobes and stuff like that out there, and people who don't like dogs that probably didn't like this, they wouldn't go there anymore.
Absolutely.
There obviously are enough people that like this, that it's beneficial for him to keep doing it.
Sure. You know, the reason that people go and shop at a particular place, from a marketing standpoint, there's all kinds of different reasons that people go.
Go get a candy bar anywhere.
Right. Some people go particular places.
I would go get a candy bar with a cute little doggy in.
Right. Because they want to see a particular person or a particular, in this case, animal. People go all kinds of different places for all kinds of reasons, and you should allow businesses to compete on in whatever basis they want.
Absolutely.
There is a local game store here, and they have a cute little cat walking around.
I've actually been kind of surprised up here in New Hampshire at some of the places I've seen animals where I otherwise wouldn't have expected
I'm
to
sure
see
that
them.
There are less laws that like
fewer
less...
fewer laws.
I'm sorry.
I've been corrected
school.
On it a million times myself. So that's,
I went to government school. I don't, you know.
Me too.
I'm sure that there aren't as many laws up here for that kind of stuff as there are in Florida. But there's a cat that walks around, and I like going in there, get to pet the cat, and
yeah. It's a perk. It's a bonus. It's an extra reason to come somewhere. So they're threatening to hit him with, what was it, fines or a complete loss of his license?
Complete loss of his license. It looks like he wouldn't be able to sell any food. They're going to take his food license away.
You need a license to sell packaged food?
I'm sure you
do. Wait,
what's
this? Yeah, this is Florida.
It says that his violation is prohibited animals in a food establishment. So I'm sure that if he doesn't to remove the dog, then he's going to lose his license to operate a business that sells food.
He's probably got on his wall, he's probably got a business license, he's probably got a gasoline sales permit, you know, biohazard, cigarettes, liquor, and food sales. At the very least, he's probably got at least five, he's got an occupancy permit, who knows what else.
It says here, well, he says what we just said, there's no way that one of my dog's hair is going to get in a bag of Doritos. The state's move against Cody disappointed his customers. People in the store hearing what is going on kind of made a little bit of a protest. Readers commenting on the original Times story had predicted that authorities might act. I guess there was a story originally about...
Oh,
which is
no,
really
that's
a shame.
What did it.
Every
that's
time.
What did it.
Dude, I'm sure that person feels really bad because they probably...
Ooh, the article writer?
I would. Because they probably did it because they like it, right?
Like, probably.
It's a human interest story,
like,
no doubt.
Aw, look, I went to this gas station. There's a cute little doggy here.
And then some bureaucrat saw it in the newspaper because bureaucrats like newspapers.
You can just picture the look on their face, too. Like, what? Like, a dog in a
violation.
Gas station?
Do you have a dog in a gas station?
Yeah.
I mean, it just
so
doesn't make
sad.
Any sense.
So
the guy's
sad.
Selling Coca-Cola and Doritos and Heath bars. I mean, for God's sake, what difference does it make?
That's how he makes his money, by the way,
I mean,
when
it's
you're selling
out here
gas.
It's on Clearwater. Is it Clearwater Beach? People walking around with no shoes on, probably coming into his establishment. What difference does it make?
It does say here that the store only serves prepackaged food.
There you go.
So,
that's all I need to know.
There is nothing anybody could say that would make sense to stop this man from doing business. It's just arbitrary enforcement.
No, it's FDA, apparently. It
the
says
FDA?
Here. Yep, it says here, according to the Food and Drug Administration's food code, live animals may not be allowed in stores
that sell any prepackaged food,
providing that food contamination cannot result.
Well, except you, there are exceptions here, unless you have a customer who is, blind or has some
all kinds of service
animal.
All kinds of service dogs these days. I mean, you can get a service dog if you have an anxiety problem. So,
dude,
I mean,
my ex-girlfriend got a service dog by buying a service dog vest.
On eBay, right?
Yeah, she went on eBay, she bought a service dog vest on eBay, and put it on our dog. When she came up here from Florida, when I
brought her.
Yeah, you brought the damn dog.
I know. I brought the dog on the plane.
I don't know if you could be admitting that.
I don't care.
Federal crime or something.
Federal crime, please.
But anyway,
she was there for my anxiety.
Yeah.
I told them that. That's what I said. It's a service dog for my anxiety.
Right.
Because I wanted to see just how ludicrous it could be.
Yeah, and they let you on, and no problem.
Well, isn't it illegal for them to question you if you have, like, a disability? They're not allowed to ask you any really questions about that. So they just, bring the dog on.
I don't appreciate you asking me a question about that. It makes me anxious.
Right. Yeah, exactly. or what you want is when you're going to do something like that, if you're going to do it, you want to have something like anxiety or seizures or something like that, because they actually have dogs that can detect seizures coming on because they're just more sensitive to things like that, you know, subtle things. And so you could look like a normal person. You don't have to be actually crippled to have a service dog.
So there is one teeny little ray of hope for this man and his dog, and that is apparently in the law there are certain things you can get around it. Like if you keep the dog in a certain area, like he might be able to work out so the dog can sit behind this like cigarette counter.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
As long as they have a license for the dog to be there, they pay the government for it.
You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, a Department of Children and Families love story. We'll share that with you. 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcams, and even the Free Talk Live listen lines. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
At our website, we also have a great way for you to pick up gold and silver at discounted prices. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. I've picked out several coins there, and I think that you'll find them to be some of the best choices on the internet and at some of the best prices you could find. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, and they also, if you want to, you know, say make weekly payments or biweekly payments, depending on when you get a paycheck, it's a great way to put a little money aside every week. If you're the kind that knows that you're going to spend it, like I am, all you have to do is call this number. It's 877-857-9938. Do a layaway. I think you should get 20, 25 coins because it's best for shipping in that way. 877-857-9938.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and talk to Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys and lady. I just listened to the Thanksgiving edition today of the Free Talk Live, and I heard that recording of the Christian Side Hug thing.
Yeah, it's a rap song for those listeners that are not aware. It hit YouTube. I guess the Huffington Post posted it up, and it went big. It's essentially a recorded rap performance from a Christian concert, which was happening at a Christian conference for youth pastors and youth group people in various different Christian churches. The church is a church out in California. I forget the Father's House is, I think, what its name is. Anyway, the gist of the song is that the front hug is inappropriate, that the front hug promotes feelings of lust, that it's wrong to front hug anyone but your wife or your, you know, significant other, someone you are married to, if you're a husband or wife. That was the only place where it is appropriate. And other people, you are only allowed to do side hugs. And Jesus never front hugged anyone, according to the people.
My favorite part about it was that just in the middle of it, they would say over and over again, "I'm a rough rider." And
that's right.
Can you really be a rough rider and promote Christian side hugging? I don't know.
It didn't sound very rough to me.
And they were dressed really gangster, too.
Oh, yeah, it was total rap regalia, if you will. And there were gunshots in the audio.
Yeah.
Police sirens.
But no hugging.
But no hugging allowed. So go ahead with your thoughts, Dan.
I am at least one Christian who is physically sickened by that. I just wanted to point that out.
Why?
Because I've always been frustrated by Christians who claim to be our leaders, and we Christians are generally not very well represented by those who claim to be our leaders. And it's always the ones with the loudest mouths and the weirdest messages that get the most press. So I kind of wanted to point that out. And as for the particulars of why I was disgusted by that, I understand that you can get a lot of silly beliefs whenever you have a system of belief that's based on faith. But it is possible to be internally consistent and reasonable within that set of beliefs. And I just I'd like to point out that there's really absolutely nothing in the Bible that says that you have to hug people from the side, and that's pretty much what these people were claiming. So that kind of frustrated me.
It seems like a logical step to me. As I said on that show, I've definitely hugged people from the front and thought, I'm feeling some good parts shoved up against me. Have you not felt that? It's Jeremy, right?
It's Dan.
Dan, excuse me.
Yeah. Well, I've also been in the mall and seen girls wearing tight jeans and had thoughts like that. So
I'm pretty clear that the mall can be a sinful place too.
I'd like to give a theory, and I've studied this and come up with some evidence for it, but I don't really want to get too deep into theology. But it seems to me that a lot of the things that Jesus pointed out in the Bible that talked about, the rich man, it's hard for a rich man to get into heaven. When you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've committed adultery with her in her heart. That goes along with the same passage where he points out that no one was able to follow the law, that essentially the law was put into place to prove that people can't live without grace. And so he wasn't saying that thou shalt not look at women. He's basically saying it's not possible for people to match the standards of purity that the Pharisees were trying to uphold.
So are you saying that it's your interpretation of the Christian religion that lusting is not against God?
Well, it's whether it is or not, it's impossible to avoid. And the point is that, everyone is
imperfect. But wait, Dan. Does that mean that a Christian should not attempt to avoid it? Because that's what they're saying in the song is that, well, you need to stay as far away from lusting situations as possible, and that they believe that the side hug will prevent some lust from happening.
No, I don't think that it necessarily means that Christians shouldn't attempt to avoid it, but...
So then it's justified. Then the side hug is justified.
Well, no, because the problem is that the standard that was set was impossibly high. So I'm not saying that Jesus said that lust was okay, but there's also a problem with the definition of lust, and it gets into the interpretation of the Greek in which it was written, and people have taken a very specific act that is the word lust. I forget the Greek word, but it sort of invokes the idea of coveting something that's not yours, actually deliberately plotting to get something, from a married woman, for example, who a woman who's married to somebody else.
And so you're saying you're saying that if you've got a female friend who is not yours, in that you certainly don't own her, that hugging her then, by your definition of understanding of the word lust, does not necessarily meet the definition of the word lust, because you're not attempting to take property. You're not attempting to take her as property or something like that. Am I misunderstanding?
Well, the word adultery in there is important, and that is another very specific concept, which refers to a infringing on a proper relationship between other people. And another thing that frustrates me, and I know that this is extremely common, is how easy it is to take things out of context when it comes to the Bible.
How about a simple one here? Is it okay for Christians to have sex before marriage?
Yes, I think in a monogamous relationship it is.
Really? Isn't it pretty clear that that women, once they're married to a guy, that they can't have another husband in the Bible, so women really can't get a divorce? A guy could really have as many wives, according to the Bible, as he wants, so he could go, he could have a string of monogamous relationships, and then God might just consider them all his wives, and he's in pretty good shape, but a woman really can only have sex with one man. Isn't that kind of how the Bible lays it out?
Well, my morality comes from the idea that relationships are sacred. And I believe that it's completely possible for a person to have a more than one relationship with somebody and not damage another person. But if by entering into multiple relationships they damage another person and damage their relationship with them, that's where the sin comes in.
It's like Christianity for a new millennium.
I thank Dan for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. We got some Christians that have they kind of break from what's commonly thought of as Christianity. I like it. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up. Bring up what you want.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com. For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the
ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's completely free. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved ones this holiday season with a stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? It's a Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it's out in your hand, and unlike all other weapons, and there's no expectation from the perpetrator that you have a weapon. Because when somebody sees a can of pepper spray, they just turn away, and that's why it's not that useful. However, they don't turn away from a flashlight in the same way. The Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a special Christmas rate over there, tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. You can bring up anything. Any further comments on the Christian side hug lusting thing? We just talked with Dan a few moments ago in Pennsylvania, self-professed Christian who doesn't quite believe what is typically thought of as Christian beliefs. I mean, a lot of Christians would say that you need to be married before you have sex, but he says that's not what he thinks.
The Christian side hug seems to be taking that Christianity to the extreme. I mean, I really don't think I ever met a Christian in my life who was against front hugging. And
it did seem ludicrous.
I'd like to point out that I'd say the majority of people I would hug would be like my non-lover. I don't know. When I think about like seeing people that I haven't seen in a long time, or like, I mean, you just hug them, and it's most of the time
it's
not sexual
thing
at all.
It's hugging and contact.
You ever hug your mom? I mean, really?
Yes. Hugging and contact in general is a very human thing, and which is one of the points I was making about this is that what they're talking about is separating people from contact with one another. And I think that's pretty sick, honestly. I think it's very disturbing. And they seem to be serious about it. They were absolutely serious. Yeah. We watched another video where there's these two guys that were affecting Russian accents. It was really, really bad. And it was fun. Yeah, but it was bad at the same time. And they
from the same organization,
at the same time. It was like it was the rules rap, as it was called.
They threatened people with a machete for front hugging.
Exactly. Yeah. They threatened to hit you with a machete.
It was in a comical fashion, so I don't have as big it's not terrible to me, but
they're very serious. It's to show that they're serious about this front hugging stuff.
They didn't threaten someone with a machete over anything else.
Right.
It's front hugging. So I think that this stands to reason from the standpoint of Christianity. Yes, that's what Jesus said, that if you lust in your heart, it's the same as doing it in real life. And, having given front hugs to people and thinking about it, as far as I'm concerned, that's lusting. And I can see why they would come to that conclusion. What Dan's doing, and it's fine, is sort of creating his own religion, calling it Christianity.
I think it's great.
That's cool. That's what they've done throughout the ages, because the religion that was Christianity in the first century and second centuries is nothing like what is Christianity today. And, these people are entirely different. Christianity was a protest religion against the Roman government. Mm-hmm. So somehow this same religion then got in charge of the Roman government and spread its power over all of Western Europe and as a result over North America and South America. It covers a great deal of the globe now, so it is in fact the opposite of what it started out to be. Christians aren't fed to lions anymore, even though they'll talk about how it is that they're persecuted for their religion.
It's the
last laughable crap you've ever heard. Are you trying to get rid of Christmas?
well, just wait, that's coming soon.
They're Jewish, okay?
No,
they just don't want to say Merry Christmas.
I saw a lady today who was wearing a pin that said, "It's okay, you can wish me a Merry Christmas."
That's fine. I mean, you can wish her a Merry Christmas if you want.
No, I just think it's funny.
People are so, they get so, gosh darned self-righteous about this stuff.
Well, they want to be offended. People are looking for reasons to be offended. And it gives them a perfect excuse, perfect opportunity.
Yeah, let people celebrate the holidays they want to celebrate. Let them say it in the way they feel like saying it. I don't really care. If they say happy holidays to me, fine. If they say Merry Christmas to me, fine. It doesn't matter to me.
Now, if the Christian view, the official Christian view, is that that contact elicits feelings that could get someone to lust, and that's sinful, and so therefore contact bad, side hugging is better than a front hug. But some people were saying, when I was looking for information online about this, found a post by a Christian woman who said that she refuses to side hug, that she only will give a high five. And so
that's contact.
Yep.
Right. It's
she's
contact.
Protecting her goods from those lusters out there.
Right.
She's got some good stuff, man, and you can't just go squishing up against it.
Why won't she go ahead and take it to the next level? Obviously, you could say the next level would be to not contact at all, but why not the next level? Because even if you're not hugging or high-fiving, you could still be lusting, right? You could still look and see. Mark, you admitted
she needs a burqa.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
The lady needs a burqa.
Why isn't she wearing a burqa? Why isn't she going all the way? And I'm sure it's likely she dresses very conservatively, but not that conservatively. So why don't they bring the burqas into the Christian religion if they're very serious about this whole lusting thing? Because anytime you've got a woman of course, you could point out that the burqas would still
they still look the eyes.
Right. You could still – well, they kind of have them blacked out, though, don't they?
It depends on the burqa.
Okay.
Depends on the country and their particular culture. And that's the thing about
– But the eyes can be very sexy. I mean, that can be very attractive.
Well, why don't they do what the Amish do and not wear makeup and wear very plain dresses and all that other stuff?
As though any of that stuff is going to stop a man who's driven by certain desires and testosterone and things like that, as though any of these methods are going to prevent men from lusting and wanting to have intercourse with women.
Now, see, that's what I want to know, is why would God put not only the parts there, but why would he make them work in the way that they work if we're not supposed to do this? Men are sexually driven for a reason, and a good one. So that the population will continue.
Mm-hmm. Well, one would point out that, or I would point out that if there is a God who, as the Christian religion would have it, is has created all of this and has set down these rules and said, okay, well, you aren't allowed to think about these things, and you certainly aren't allowed to do these things, these sexy things, unless you're married. If he's really set all this out, then he's really a sadist and a sicko. And I guess it's not sadistic, but he's just a twisted sicko.
Right, and what I don't understand is I get, like, in the ethereal world where you float around, how does one have lust? I mean, what do you look at to see lustfully? You know, that doesn't, to me, it seems like this sort of man-made sin.
You would have no want in an ethereal world.
Right, and not in the same way. I think you could feel anger or wrath or something like that, supposedly, but I don't see how lust, you know, fits into that equation. To me, it seems like one of these man-made sins, kind of like cursing, or actually cussing, because in ancient, you know, these ancient Jewish societies and all that stuff, they didn't cuss. They didn't say the F-bomb. They said, may a thousand maggots infest your headdress. Or, you know, they said things like that. They cursed people. And so there's the Christianity, there's the prohibition against cursing, but it's not the same as cussing. A Christian, as far as, you know, from a biblical standpoint, can say the F-bomb every other word and still not really
be against God.
Right. It's not. But it's become a Christian prohibition because it's offensive to people. Mm. Rightly so, as far as I'm concerned. I think it sounds dumb when somebody drops the F-bomb all the time.
Too much. There's definitely can be too much. And certain words are not appropriate in certain situations, but I think words are words and meanings change over time, and who cares?
I don't care much. I think that I try
to steer
away from it. I
think sometimes you can put real emphasis on something with a curse word that I personally like. I curse.
I don't disagree.
Probably more than some. I don't think I do it too much. I don't think I sound like an idiot, but I do. I like cursing sometimes.
Yeah, I don't disagree that there are times and places to drop them. I prefer not to because I work on the radio and I don't want to make that mistake, so I just try not to use them at all.
Just in daily life.
Yeah, but you know, this is a new man-made sin. And I really feel like that was just, you know, for that time frame when they were very protective of their women.
Well, wait. It's all man-made because the Bible was written by men.
Sure, but even if you, you know? Look at it from the standpoint that God really exists or whatever, then I still don't see how lust is indeed a sin. It sounds to me like somebody created a sin because they don't want you looking at their wife.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything con on this or whatever you want in these remaining moments. There's enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and a wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Only moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it right now. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get behind the show and help get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations across the country and bring more internet listeners on board. Coming up this weekend, we're expecting to have a couple new stations in Alabama come on, which I'm pretty excited about because they're actually going to start picking up a couple of our weeknight hours as well. We weren't expecting that.
But yeah, it's really sweet.
It's great news. So the AMP program makes this stuff happen. It makes it possible. Plus, a station in Central Texas will be joining us as well. I can't get too detailed because the more detailed I get, the less likely it is to actually happen soon. So it's all happening, though. It's all coming down the pipe, and it's because of listeners like you promoting, helping get Free Talk Live on more stations by just giving us $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks, too. Amp.freetalklive.com.
Recently, I've been using these neat little inventions called Totesacks.
Me too.
They're little recycled handles. They're made of sort of this composite material and right here in the United States. And it's 100% recycled materials. And they're great for all kinds of carrying tasks. What I use them for are grocery bags. I find them very useful for that. And you don't need a shopping cart. They're so easy to carry all those bags. It's not unwieldy, and it eliminates extra trips. I had the, when we went to the grocery store this weekend, I had the bagger's bag everything. I'm talking about bottles of 2-liter sodas, everything. And it was a big trip for us. And I put everything on the Totesacks, and I carried everything up into the house in one trip.
Damn.
And I mean, you know, this was, I had to weave my way through some stuff. It wasn't the easiest thing in the world, but I could carry them. The weight of them wasn't the difficulty. The problem was, you know, just having all this stuff and trying to get through a crowded garage. So it's Totesack.com. Go there and check them out.
They work.
Yep, they really do. You can carry a heck of a lot more with a Totesack. And they have a Christmas special where if you buy 2 family packs, you can have one shipped to yourself, and they'll ship the other one for free anywhere in the United States. So you can send it to relatives. Totesack.com.
Let's go to David in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. David, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, yo, how you guys doing?
Super.
This lust thing, I think it's connected to selfishness, greed and hate lust is. Because when you lust after someone, you're just worried about your own needs. You're not caring about what it's going to cause in the heart and mind of the other person. And you just hate the fact that, you know, that you, the other person that's involved with that person, you know, like, you know, you don't care for them. And that's what lust is so bad about, because it's connected to the greed, hate, and selfishness.
I agree.
I think he's right about that. Yeah,
yeah, I agree that there are consequences that one doesn't think about when one's doing this porn star lusting thing, where they just don't really consider the consequences. But it's not, somebody isn't always in a relationship, so that's not the same.
Well, right? Even to someone that's not in a relationship, if you're just lusting after them, you're not really worried about them, you know, because you just want to possess them for the moment and then toss them away like garbage. So,
what if that's what they want from you, too?
Huh?
What if that's what they want from you, too?
Well, then that's a contract, kind of. That's an agreement, you know.
Well, I can see what Dave is saying.
I don't disagree with him. I mean, I'm just trying to flesh this out here, and I hear what he's saying, and
but
I do.
But most
think
of the time, people don't talk about that, you know. Yeah. That this is just for here and now. See you later, you know. Then you know, unless you go to the red light district, you know.
Right. A lot of people will possibly lead the other person on into believing that there might be something more.
Yeah,
right. And then they're not really caring that they're going to be heartbroken, and, you know, they could care less. Matter of fact, people love doing that to other people, to see people in misery, because actually them people are in misery. And they think the lust is fixing their misery, but it's a whirlpool that just keeps bringing them down and down, you know.
Yeah, you know, Dave, having been, like a guy who does this kind of thing, I'm trying to look at it from.
You mean throwing women away like tissues?
I think that's pushing it, but I find that I couldn't really figure out what I thought about a relationship until I'd had physical relations with them. I just felt like I didn't know. I mean, how do I know whether I like them or not?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some I would like more than others afterwards. And so, I mean, I think that different people come into a relationship, you know, like, fill out a relationship differently. Dave.
And today's lust is for money. I think it's even over sex, which is, you know, always been a thing anyway. Money is.
You're saying people are lusting after money, they're lusting after power. I definitely see where you're coming from. And, Dave, as always, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Julia, have you ever lusted?
Is lust just, I've heard several different variations of the definition lust.
What's it mean to you?
Well, isn't it, if you're lusting after somebody, it just means basically that you want to have sex with them, right? Or is that not accurate? I don't know.
That's what I would define it as.
Right. Like it.
Yeah.
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 Okay, have I ever lusted after someone? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't with that definition, how would somebody not have lusted? I mean, that just doesn't make much sense.
Well, that's kind of confusing. I've also heard some people describe the definition of lust as like if you maybe had a crush on someone and you didn't want a relationship with them, but you like wanted to have sex with them or something. I've heard that called as lusting. I don't know. I've just heard different variations of the words, and I think it's kind of hard to pinpoint an exact definition.
Well, yeah, and I've heard that lusting called coveting a neighbor's wife, which means that you could only then lust after a married person. So I mean,
yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and if you extend that definition as to sort of a modern day version of marriage, basically anybody a relationship.
I think that to me lusting means kind of what. I think that it just generally means wanting to have sex. I don't think it always necessarily means what Dave was suggesting, and I don't think he was saying it always meant that, but to him, he interprets lusting as only wanting to take advantage of someone. I think that you can lust without wanting to take advantage. I think that's possible, don't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that, like Dave says, if grown adults, come to an agreement where they decide that they're going to have sex with each other, then, you know, that's fine. I don't think you should lie to people in order to get there. However, do people misrepresent their availability? Have I misrepresented my availability in a relationship? You know, I don't really think I was available even at any point, emotionally available to any woman. At any point, even up to my wife, well after we were married. I don't feel I was emotionally available to them.
You don't feel you were... Wait, maybe I misunderstood you. You weren't emotionally available to your wife until well after you were married to her?
Correct. I wasn't available for a long-term relationship to my wife until well after we were married.
Do you feel like it was a mistake that you got married as early on as you did? Would you have reached that point of emotional availability without the marriage?
I don't know.
Have you just had a dedicated relationship?
Who can say anything? Life is all chance and circumstances. And that's why tying these things all up into sin and all that other stuff just doesn't make much sense to me. Was there some pain caused for my wife when I was talking about, was thinking about getting a divorce? Sure there was.
Yeah.
But is the reward better for her now? I don't know.
She's still with you.
Right. She's chosen to stay, and now
she could
go. Right. I think that the situation's better. I regret that it caused her pain? Yes. But do I regret having gone through that and grown? No.
No. You've got to move on. You've got to take what happened.
To call interpersonal relationships sins seems like you're really pushing it. Murder's a sin.
Yeah.
I mean, this lusting after a neighbor's wife thing, I don't know, man. It seems like you're pushing it. And then going on to, giving hugs and squishing on people's good parts, calling that sin, that's really just crazy to me.
I think also his point about it completely being selfish. Can you see someone or meet somebody that you'd be interested in having sex with, and while being interested in yourself, also be interested in them? Yes,
yes.
I think so. Because when I think about having sex, I enjoy pleasing as well as getting pleased. That pleases me.
Right. That's how I tend to operate. And I don't think that Dave was... Obviously, he's not here to
clarify. I think his definition of lust was a little bit different. I think that's sort of the danger of using the word lust. It doesn't necessarily really mean much, exactly.
Right.
If that makes sense.
It does to me. And that's how I feel. If I were to be interested in another somebody else as far as sexually, it would be a give and take thing. I wouldn't be the kind of guy that would be just taking advantage of somebody. But that's to Dave what lust means. So Dave must have another word for the wanting of someone when you want to reciprocate or when you want to please them as well.
Well, if you don't want to please them, then you're just somebody who doesn't want to participate in that act again, right? Like
it's a one-time, throw them away like a tissue.
Right. This is, it's a transaction. If you want to do business with that person on that level again, they need to walk away from that transaction happy.
We are done. Out of time for tonight. Joining you tomorrow night, it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.